For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. Romans 12:4-5. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Taking With Purpose. How's your week been? Mine has been same, you know, week 3 in quarantine, and I'm still doing the same thing I said I was doing last week, growing stronger and better. And if you don't remember what I said I was doing last week, you can listen to our previous episode. It will shed more light on that topic. I've been humming a song in my head for a couple of hours now, though I don't know what prompted it. I could relate it to what I'm about to tell you. Are you familiar with the song Heal the World by the music legend Michael Jackson? That's the song, especially this part of the lyrics. Heal the world. I'm not a good singer, so just pardon my voice. Heal the world, make it a better place. My voice is so horrible. For you and for me and the entire human race. If you care enough for believing, make it a better place for you and for me. For you and for me. So you could sing it better in your own voice. I hope it sounds much better than I just did right now. But the point is, how can we help heal the world? And it's by coming together as one. Unity is defined by Merriam-Webster Dictionary as the state of being united or joined as a whole. Unity can be likened to the human body. Various parts of the body perform various functions, but at the end of the day, they're still joined together as one. The eyes are for sight, the ears are for hearing, the nose is the primary organ for smell, the lungs are for breathing, the heart is for blood circulation and transportation of nutrients, the legs and the feet work together to help us walk, etc. Although the organs of the body perform different functions and are situated at different locations, they are interdependent. The body will not be whole if some organs are not functioning properly or not at all. Imagine your lungs saying, "Oh, we're tired of helping you breathe in and out. Ask someone else to do it." Or the heart says, "I don't feel like circulating blood today, you know, or transporting nutrients. I'm bored. Find someone else to do it." If the organs could do that, I assure you, we'd all be dead by now. Just as the body comprising its various organs started from just one single cell, humans are made from one source. That's God, the Creator. Though our jobs, religion, nationality, tribes, culture differ, we're all one. No human is less important than the other, and our roles are not superior to another. We have all been called for different reasons, and we all have various parts to play in this world. We can't all be lawyers, doctors, engineers, music artists, actors. We can't all be Africans. We can't all be Europeans. We can't all be Christians. We can't all be Muslims. We can't all be Buddhists. We can't all be natives. You name it. But we're all humans. That's one thing we all have in common, irrespective of our differences. We're all unique and special in our own way. Every organization and nations have a structure in place. The various departments and ministries have expected roles and responsibilities to fulfill. For example, the finance department has a different role to the customer service department. The Ministry of Health has a different role in comparison to the Ministry of Defense. Just as a doctor is more qualified than an architect to help diagnose a disease or prescribe medicine, the eyes are better for seeing than for aiding with food digestion. It is our jobs to press ourselves to discover our gifts and our purpose. Whatever profession, tribe, religion we find ourselves in, the main question we should always ask ourselves is, how can I make the world a better place? How do I play my part? What is my function?
At the end of it all, we must always unite as one, because only when we are interdependent on each other will we make the world a better place. The benefits of unity are immeasurable. It helps us grow as individuals. It gives us courage to know that together we can conquer anything. And it's also important in surviving this world. So relating this to a Bible story, like I always do, the story that came to mind was when Nehemiah was leading the Israelites to build another wall around Jerusalem, and the enemies came to attack them while they were working. It shows that unity helps in bringing people together and achieving a great fit, because while half of the Israelites were working on the wall, the other half stood guard and were protecting those who were actually working. Everyone worked together to rebuild the wall and defeat the enemy. So basically, there's a lot more to be achieved if we put our differences aside and work together for the common good, rather than focus on those differences and use it for evil rather than good. So I just want you to close your eyes, picture a world where everyone is united, and there's peace, there's goodness, there's happiness, there's peace. And then also picture another world where everything is in chaos and discord. There's anger, there's hate, there's destruction. Now ask yourself, which world would you like to live in? That where everyone is united, or the other where everything is in chaos? So guys, that's a wrap on another episode of Taking With Purpose. I hope you've been able to learn a thing or two from this episode. Don't forget to share your comments on our social media platforms, www.takingwithpurpose.com. That's our website, our Facebook, Taking With Purpose, Instagram, Taking With Purpose, Twitter, Tea With Purpose. We'd love to hear from you as usual. Till then, have a blessed week. Ciao.